Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.
Today on Learn More, we're talking sport. Joined in the studio this morning by David Chiesi, who's a sports coach at IIL. Now, sport is an integral part of the educational experience. I'm sure we all remember doing our bit of sport while at school, and it helps kids to become an all-rounded and better shaped, perhaps, individual. So David's here with me this morning. David, I assume being a sports coach at a school, you would agree that sports is vital for a child's educational experience.
Yes, good morning, Mark. Thank you for having us. Yes, I do agree that sports is very important for a child's education. It teaches values such as mutual respect. You talk about fair play. It also helps them grow. It also helps with boosting a child's confidence. You also learn a lot of leadership skills, teamwork, discipline. So sports is very, very important in one's educational experience.
I'm sure you find, amongst all the kids, some really take to sport really well and actually perhaps prefer it than the classroom. Others maybe not so well. So how do you help those kids that maybe would rather be in front of a video game than outside in the rain on a sports pitch?
Yes, it's true that not everyone is necessarily passionate about sports, but IL offers a wide variety of sports. So even the students that might not like one sport will definitely like another one. So that could be archery, that could be the general ones. We have football, we have basketball. So we have a wide range of sports that the children can pick and definitely will find one that they like.
So I think in the past, and I'm sure many people listening who perhaps went to school many years ago would have seen, certainly my experience was school was divided into two, really. There was a classroom and there was lessons and blackboards and all of that sort of thing. And then there was the sport, which was like perhaps in a bit of a universe of its own. But listening to you, I get the impression that perhaps those two things are really beginning to merge together as the benefits of sport and the learning experience come together.
Yes, sports in itself cannot be isolated from education. One's physical well-being, one's mental well-being is all linked, and then generally helps also with the performance one has in class. So at IL, we definitely try to integrate the two together.
How do you motivate kids? So when you got the kids out on the pitch, whether it's football or basketball or whatever it might be, how do you motivate them and let's say show them the benefits of the sport, even if they know they're not going to become the next David Beckham or whatever.
Yes. A big thing is inspiring the children.
Right.
So being with them out there, showing them that, or being an example to them, and showing them through practical experiences, so being with them on the pitch, that it is quite useful in itself.
Is winning important, would you say, or is it perhaps part of the experience of playing sport, the fact sometimes you're going to lose?
Yes, losing is part of the experience. I think it's an important lesson to learn. In order to learn to win, you have to learn to lose. But the emphasis is always on learning.
Right.
And learning and trying your best, giving your best. Winning is always secondary, but the most important thing is trying your best.
Do the best that you can.
Yes.
Yes, which is a lesson in life,
yes,
really,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, and sports is very good with that. So you learn a lot of life lessons through sports, and that is one very important one.
Okay, now I know we'll have a chat about this in a few moments, but I know that you've got a specific football program, which is something which is very close to your heart.
Yes.
So this is where you would actually take some kids who are, let's say, more passionate about football, or certainly have more of a focus on football, and put them to one side and take them down that path.
Yes. So since September of this year, IL offers an integral football option, which is in partnership with FootLab.
Right.
And FootLab is an innovative program that's developed by Mr. Patrick Laspina. And this partnership allows for holistic development of the students.
Okay. Right. We'll have a chat with David about that, the specific sports football program coming up for you in just a couple of moments. You listen to WRS, and this is Learn More.
Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life. at IIL.
Today on Learn More, we're talking about the importance of sport in education and how it's all connected. In the studio with me today is David Kayesi, who's a sports coach at IIL. Now, David, a few moments ago we were talking about sport in a more general context, sport within schools, but I know you've actually got a special football programme. So, David, tell me a bit more about that.
Yes, so at IIL we have a new program called the Performance Program. It's a football program that's developed by Mr. Patrick Lespina. Mr. Patrick Lespina is a former professional football player. He's also the organization that's known for having designed the methodology selected by Zinedine Zidane for his Zidane 5 clubs. So he is very well versed. He is very knowledgeable.
So big names behind this then?
Yes. Right. Quite a big name, Mr. Patrick Lespina.
Okay, so this is a program that he's come up with. So for the kids then who are doing this, what sort of things will they be learning?
So they will have three training sessions a week. And on top of that, they have a culture of football. So they have a program that talks about topics surrounding football, so the history of sports, whether it's the fair play, whether it's values, such as most recently the students were looking at the history of football clubs.
Right.
So they will pick a city such as London, Rome, Madrid, and look into the rival in football clubs in those cities and do research into the history, trying to understand what's around it. They also have topics on health, this subject touches on health-related aspects, and we have experts such as nurses who come and take charge of those lessons.
So this is actually, I mean, this really is all-encompassing, isn't it? I mean, it goes back to football as a culture.
Yes.
You know, so you're looking at that, and then you're looking at how it's, in so many ways, certainly modern professional football, I think you could describe it as a science when it comes down to, as you say, you've got the professional, you know, medical professionals who are involved with it.
Yes. So it's really a holistic approach.
Right.
Not only do they have the training sessions, they also have the theoretical elements in classes. And yes, as you said, there is a science behind it when it comes to breathing, when it comes to nutrition, whether we were talking about the understanding oneself, so the five senses that we have. It's really a holistic approach. An understanding, a science-based understanding.
And I think if you've got a kid who enjoys at the weekends watching the football on TV, I mean they'll learn something about the football, which I'm sure they'll see on the screen on the pitch from the professionals, the Manchester Uniteds and the Barcelonas, and they'll say, I know why they're doing that.
Yes, this is really for students who are passionate about sports. So it's a passion-based learning. And it's really targeted for those who love sports, those who want to learn more about sports and want to use football maybe as a method to understand sports more.
Now, also, because we know that it's becoming increasingly popular, and quite rightly so, is women's football.
Yes.
And this program is equally open to boys and girls.
Yes. So the Football Ushers is for students for both English and French sections who are in year 7.
Right.
And it's open to both boys and girls. And because it's important to open to everyone.
Absolutely. But also, you say open to everyone. So you're describing there, too, about what you're describing there about the fact that it's, it goes deep into the science. That is really for the kids who really are passionate about football. But if there are those kids who actually just quite like running around and kicking a ball about, you've got something for them as well.
Yes. So that was the performance based football,
right.
But we also have a recreational football at the school, which provide training sessions up to twice a week during the lunch breaks. So the children are always open to play football and improve their skills through the recreation of football as well.
So there's a lot of fun. So you play games clearly, but there's also a lot of training and technical methods that you can teach as well.
Yes. So all the coaches in the performance, but also the recreational, are certified by Mr. Patrick Lespina, and they're qualified and certified. So they know a lot about the technical, tactical, physical and mental elements of a football, and they try to put that into the pitch in every session that they have.
Now, if you've got a kid who might be listening right now thinking, mm-hmm. you know, I can be the next big star, mm-hmm. I can make it in the Premier League or wherever, is there something here, is there let's say, a path for perhaps that one in a million, and let's face it, we know it's one in a million, who might actually get spotted and think, you know what, you might be worth sort of like paying a little bit more attention to?
So the performance option will allow him to have high quality training sessions,
right.
as well as academic, so high level academic sessions. So such a child might be catered for in the performance program, but it's really open to anyone who's passionate about sports. So it's not tailored just for students who maybe want to be the next Zidane, but
right.
it's really for anyone who is passionate about sports and about football.
And I think it's also worth noting, I know that when your performance schedule, there's no, let's say, test or exams or qualifications. If a kid says, I want to be in the performance section, I want to learn as much as I can,
yes.
it's open to them.
It's open to everyone. Really, all that we're looking for are for students who are passionate, who want to learn through sports and to learn through football. As we know, the method in which you vehiculate a message is important, and if they're passionate about football, they will learn more through football.
Okay, right. David, thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you.
Thank you. That was David Kayesi there, sports coach at RIL, talking about their specific football programme where kids can learn through sport. If you want to hear that show again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/learnmore.
Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at RIL.